For example, PRVD-0 today's date is 08/09/2025. Your patient is 4, Mr. Winder Curry. Curry spells C-U-R-R-Y. Winder spells W-I-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is 10/07/1978. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with ankle pain, period. The patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. He indicated that he recently had a seafood diet consisting of shrimp, crawfish, along with alcohol, period. He said he's aware of these food effects on his history of gout, but thought he would have been okay, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies trauma. I indicated that pain is similar to his gout that he has had in the past. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of tumor. Blood pressure is 211/130. Pulse is 105. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Right ankle. Edema. Erythema. Hot to touch. He has reduced range of motion secondary to pain. He described pain as stabbing, like he usually gets with his gout episode, period. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present, regular rate and rhythm. Cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute gout attack. Number 2 is ankle pain. Number 3 is elevated blood pressure. Open parenthesis, poor medication compliance, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about his blood pressure and the need for us to do labs to assess his cholesterol, which can impact his blood pressure. Also to assess renal stenosis, which can also impact his blood pressure. He says he is not driving. He has an Uber and cannot wait. He said he will come back again another day to have these studies done, period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, patient received the following: Toradol 60 milligrams IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, clonidine 0.2 milligrams PO. He was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. A repeat blood pressure is 214/142. Patient was advised that he should go into the emergency room as his blood pressure is unacceptable for it to be discharged. He said he can't. He has to go home. He said he's on an Uber and it costs too much to wait, period. He indicated that once he settles down, everything will be back to normal, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: clonidine 0.2 milligrams 1 PO daily, QHS for 30 days. Number 30, next medication: allopurinol 300 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication: colchicine 0.6 milligrams 2 PO now, then 1 PO in 1 hour later. Do not take more than 1.8 milligrams in 24 hours. He was given 3 tabs. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient and I again talked about his blood pressure and the seriousness about blood pressure being this elevated. He said, "You understand?" But once he said, "Once I get home and lay down, it will come back to normal," period. Again, patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room, and he insisted on going home, period. End of the patient.